Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Reverend Dr. Sarah Agnew is a storyteller, a poet, and a minister of the word in the Uniting Church in Australia. Sarah serves with Christchurch Uniting, Wavell, on Kaurna land in Adelaide. Her latest poetry collection is Whisper on My Palm, and her liturgy has appeared with Iona Books, Seasons of the Spirit, and Words for Worship. Sarah's doctoral work explored interpreting the Bible through embodied storytelling.
Today, I'm going to be speaking on the story we hear in Mark 9, verses 2 to 10. That's the story of Jesus' transfiguration. I'm going to start with a prayer called On the Mountain. Holy One, Holy Three, we are here again on the mountain. Surprise us with your mystery. Dazzle us with your being. Challenge us with your story. Cloud us with your presence. Speak to us of love. Amen. So, the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. Here we are on a mountain again. The physicality of climbing the mountain. The withdrawing away from the crowd. Withdrawing into God's presence. The surprise and mystery of encounter with God through Jesus. I wonder, to what places do you withdraw to prepare for encounter with God? What's the journey? In what ways do we walk up the mountain? Where do you go to replenish? To open yourself to transformation that you will carry with you when you come down from the mountain. Peter, James, and John, we're told, were terrified, astonished beyond understanding. It seems to me very wise of Jesus to ask them to wait until they understood with more depth before speaking of this encounter with others. We're in Lent. Lent might be considered a withdrawing away from the crowded lives we lead, with its spiritual practice of fasting in one way or another. The act of giving up something, like the disciplined physical walk up a mountain that focuses our attention on the sacred in a particular way. Easter will break open the presence of God in our midst with astonishing light to transform any darkness. It is a radical story, a radical act, this life after, life beyond death, this resurrection. And we need time to prepare to hear that story again. Time to prepare to be transformed by that light again. And though Lent, with its overtones of wilderness, repentance, and the struggles of the practices of fasting, seems a season of shadow and shade, light is still present through the season. It's gentler, perhaps, subtle and suggested. It's softer. Its hints help our eyes adjust before that astonishing light of Easter Day. So, Lent prepares us for the mountain, Easter Day. And it prepares us for the return from the mountain, for change, for carrying our transformation into the rest of the year. So again, I wonder, What practices will we take on this Lent to prepare ourselves for transformation, for light, for life? Is this a year you might give something up? Choose to simplify your daily life in some way. Do without some luxury. Pay attention to how we choose what is enough for us. How I might help others to have enough when they do not at present. Spiritual seasons and disciplines such as Lent and fasting, we might consider the walk up the mountain. So sometimes these walks, these disciplines, will lead us into moments of epiphany, revelation, awe and wonder. Spiritual discipline might also be very much like the practice of silence that Jesus urges after such thin places, such holy moments. Silence. When I preside at weddings, I ask guests to silence their movements and not take photos during the ceremony, especially during the vows, so as to keep a hush of respect. I encourage guests to be still and pay attention with their embodied presence as witnesses to this binding together of two humans. Keep silent. Keep still. Watch. Pay attention. I've noticed that some couples ask their guests to refrain from posting photos of the day on social media until they themselves have had a chance to do so first. They've had the chance to tell their story themselves. They're asking for a silence, a hush of respect. And I'm considering whether that's the same for Jesus with his friends. On the way down the mountain, can you see him in his own bubble of reverent silence, lingering with the awe of that encounter as long as possible? And then popping out of his bubble for a moment to remind his friends to keep silent, to not speak of this encounter yet. He has to teach them that the meaning of this moment won't really make sense to them until the story is complete. I mean, we've also seen Peter already crowding the sacred moment with his clumsy words and his bustle to do something, haven't we? When we have experienced something profound, thrilling, life-changing, we often do feel an urge to shout it from rooftops, tell the whole world it's so wondrous and amazing. Or like Peter, we stumble around with busyness trying to contain it and understand it, to make it fit within what we already know. Jesus seems to understand that impulse. And he understands the place of the time for silence. The need to hold that encounter, that experience within as a treasure and a gift for you alone. For a while, and maybe even always. Your dear friend tells you of a new job, a new life growing, an impending prize or honour soon to be announced. But that news is, for now, a gift for you alone, to treasure in your secret heart, honoured, trusted, loved, such that you are brought into a sacred sharing. You want to sing, dance, shout your excitement and pride and joy with the one you love. But no, now is the time for silence, for restrained joy, for holding a promise sacred and precious. And it is not about you. to speak too soon in such moments. Risks overlaying ourselves onto this sacred, precious news or moment or revelation of God. And that would tarnish it somewhat, wouldn't it? So we keep our silence in moments of divine revelation, long enough to linger with the awe. We turn our focus in this present season of Lent to confession and lament, long enough to truly turn ourselves back to God, deep enough to carry the memory and the renewed practices with us through all seasons. We climb the mountain each Sunday or each day, if we can, seeking God's presence, bringing our attention back to the divine. And each time we return from the mountain, hopefully carrying the awe, the wonder, the light, transformed by encounter, along with Jesus. Speak of the divine and your encounters. Unless speaking of it will preempt or undo the transformation, will overlay too much of our bumbling selves before we more deeply, fully understand how the divine, how being on the mountain has transformed us. There is a time for speaking, and there is time for silence, the hush of reverence and respect. How will you, with your Lenten practices of taking up or letting go, of walking up the mountain, being on the mountain, and returning, open to the transformation that comes from encounter with the divine? This Lent, how will we open ourselves to the transformation that comes from encounters on the mountain? Amen.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and the Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.